At the present time, we can see the actual stones from which the church was built. But was the stonework always so visible? Apart from the dressed stone of the doorways, windows and quongs, the stonework is often rather untidy. Now, if the stonework was rendered, plastered over, it wouldn't have mattered how untidy it was. As you have gone round the church, you may have noticed many little, and some not so little, areas of render, not all original, though some are. In fact, at St. Michael's, as in so many other churches, among the most dramatic changes wrought by the 19th century restorers was the removal of the render of the walls. Where walls were of rubble construction, as most of the walls here are, render was applied to provide a waterproof outer layer. Most medieval churches were also limewashed. An 11th century writer noted that Europe was cladding itself everywhere in a white mantle of churches. Before the 12th century in Wales, Gwynedd glittered with limewashed churches like the firmament with stars. So it's reasonable to assume that the early St. Michael's had limewashed, rendered walls. The absence of render now allows us to see many details of the building's construction and history that would have otherwise be hidden. And it is the absence of render over most of the walls of St. Michael's which has allowed us to read the exterior of this building so clearly.